Titled tonight, A Day to Remember, out of Joshua chapter 14, Joshua chapter 14, verses 6, amen, through 14. Memorial Day is a day you don't ever congratulate a veteran and tell them happy Memorial Day. How many know that? You know, you could, but Memorial Day is a day to remember those that have fallen, those that have sacrificed with the fullest and most that an individual can ever give, and that was with their lives. Memorial Day is a day to remember all those that have fallen in the battles over the last 250 years. This year, amen, 4th of July, the United States will be celebrating its 250th year, amen, of existence. And we remember all those who served faithfully and gave all. If you ever see a military man or woman, they are serving because they serve. They are giving everything that they have for you and I. And that's why we are going to have Memorial Day, because it's to give honor for those that did give, and they gave all. They didn't just give some, but they gave all. The book of Joshua, we're going to start in verse 6. The Bible says, then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back words to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke these words to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am strong this day as the day that Moses sent me. Just as the strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Verse 12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, For you have heard in that day how Anakim were, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed them and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. In verse 14, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. God, we come to you asking your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding tonight. Help us, God. Give us this mountain, God. Give us this land, God, that we are treading upon, Father. Help us in all things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, in this text, it is a book that the book of Joshua is a book made up of many battles. They were battles that took place, as the children of Israel were now, now they had entered into or were about to enter into, the promised land of God. After Moses, the great leader of Israel, Joshua became leader. But the land, was divided amongst the 12 tribes of Israel. And those lands would have to be, how many know that if you have inhabitants there, you got to conquer that land. You have to be able to go in, and can I tell you, it's just the same as the lands that we, begin to claim. The devil doesn't want to let them go. The devil, has taken a stronghold. The devil has bunkered himself in, and we have to be able, if we are going to take the land for Jesus Christ, we have to go in. But we're going to have to fight. It's not going to be where the devil is going to say, I see people from the Potter's House Church. Oh, I'm so scared. Amen. He's going to come in and he's going to fight. And you and I are going to have to, win some battles. We're going to have to conquer the land. We're going to have to, we're going to have to develop. Where we are going to have dominion. See, how many know that a war is not won with just one battle? A war is won with many of battles that are fought. See, the devil might lose a battle, or you and I might lose a battle, but can I tell you, we have to continue to fight for the land that God has given us. And in verse 12, I love, I love Caleb's attitude. Caleb said in verse 12, now therefore, give me this mountain. He's 85 years old. He's 45 years now, after them going into and being the spies. They're there in that land. He's not just sitting down and saying, just time to rest in my days as I'm getting older. He says, my strength was just as when I went in. He said, give me that land. Oh, beloved, that you and I, would say, give me that land. See, what motivated What motivated Caleb to be able, amen, to press and not just be settled with, amen, just having the status quo? What pressed upon him? What gave him, amen, that ability to go in? I was going to say something, amen, but something motivated Caleb to press onto bigger and higher grounds to grow. See, the firstly, amen, he remembered the promises of God. In verse 6 and 7, the Bible says, then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 45 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back a word to him as it was in my heart. Can I tell you, amen, Caleb never forgot the promises of God. In Numbers, amen, Numbers 13, verse 6, it says, from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. See, Caleb, amen, was there sent as one of the 12 spies that would enter into the promised land. He was sent by Moses to spy out the land. They brought back the report and said, the fruit of the land is of abundance, and it flows with milk and honey. But 10 people said, there are giants. Can I tell you? Anywhere that you and I are going to conquer, there are going to be giants in that land. There are going to be giants, that you are going to have to fight against. There are going to be giants that you are going to have to conquer, beloved. Amen. The giants are going to be there to intimidate you. They're going to be there, amen, to frighten you. They're going to be there to, amen, make sure that you do not go forward. Two people. Imagine this. 12 people go. 10 people come back. And they say to themselves, there's no way that we are going to be able to do this. But two people, Caleb and Joshua, they said, amen, we are more than able to overcome it. In Numbers chapter 14, verses 23 and 24, the word of God says, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to the fathers, nor shall any of those reject me and see it. But my servant Caleb, because a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Beloved, amen. While the majority saw that all there was giants, isn't it amazing? 10 people, all they saw was that there were great giants, and God was a little God. But Caleb saw a big God and little giants. See, while the majority saw nothing but problems and obstacles that were laid ahead of them, Caleb knew, amen, that all things were possible because of who the Lord, amen, was. Let me ask you tonight. When the obstacles are there before you and I, do we see the obstacles and a little God, or do we see a big God and little obstacles? See, this is something, amen, that Caleb, amen, would stand. He would stand upon the promises of God. Joshua, the word of God says that every piece of ground that you and I shall walk upon, we shall claim it we shall claim it for the Lord. Do we believe that tonight? Or is that just something we read? Amen. Is it something that we truly, amen, believe God for? God, you are a big God. Amen. There's nothing that's impossible for you. See, this is something that Caleb never forgot. You will never find God when all we are is just part of the crowd. Can I tell you, the crowd is always there. And you see all kinds of negativity being spoken in the crowd. But let me ask you tonight, will there be a Joshua? Will there be a Caleb that can say, I know that what you are saying, but my God is bigger, amen, than what the situations that are there? Because we serve a big God. See, you will never find God when all you are is part of a crowd that is complaining and grumbling. Caleb said, give me that mountain. I'm going to take it. Can we truly take this land for Jesus? Secondly, tonight, amen, Caleb remembers his own commitment to the Lord. In verse 8 and 9, nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord. See, Caleb remembered his commitment to God. He says, I will wholly follow the Lord. Let me ask you tonight, when the obstacles come and they are there before you, will you still follow the Lord? When the situations have, amen, aroused and they are insurmountable in our eyes, because how many know that things can look bigger than they are? Will you and I still be able to say, I'm going to follow you, God? See, he was reminded of the time when he fully surrendered his life to God. See, tonight, a man and a woman of God should be totally dedicated and committed to our Lord. Can I tell you, there's no part-time Christian. Somebody know that. Amen. There is no part-time Christians. Christianity is not a hobby for me. It's my life. When Christianity becomes our life, we are able, amen, to fully surrender everything unto God. See, he remembered, amen, how he had stood apart from the crowd. When the crowd was there complaining, when the crowd was there, amen, making every excuse, when the crowd was there, amen, convincing everybody else why we should not go forward, Caleb said, my God's a big God. We can do this. Can you tonight remember the day of your victory? The day, amen, that you were saved. The day that you were committed. The day that you fully surrendered your life to Christ. Can you remember that day tonight, folks? Revelations. The book of Revelations, amen, chapter 2. Revelations 2, we're going to read verses 1 through 7. It says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things say, he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. How many know that that would be an awesome church that God was talking about? Amen. If God told you and I, amen, that, but he says these words, nevertheless, I have this against you. Oh, whenever we see the word nevertheless, that means it's going to be contrary to what he just spoke many of times. He says, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstands from his place unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Here it is. God tells them all these things. But he says, nevertheless, you have lost your first love. Can I tell you, everything that we do, everything that we say, if we, amen, forget about who you and I are in Christ, Christ says, you have to remember from where you have fallen. You have to remember from where you came. See, what a sad story. That here it was, they did everything, but yet they lost their first love. See, Caleb, lastly, remembers who God is to him. Let me ask you this question. Who is God to you? Amen. Who is Jesus to you and I tonight? In verse 10 and 11, amen. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. And he said these 45 years, and he said these 45 years ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going and for coming. Can I tell you? Amen. Glory to God. We have great men of war that are not in their youth anymore. You know why? They are still, amen, fighting a war that's in the spiritual or in the heavenlies, because God has maintained their strength. Because God, amen, has maintained their lives. Because they remember, amen, who God is. See, God kept them. God kept, amen, Caleb alive. have we remembered to thank God for all that he has done for you and I? See, every single one of them, listen to me, folks. While they were just wandering, we can't do nothing for God. My life is just going to be wasted. Wandering for 45 years. Every single one of the 10 that said, we cannot do it, they passed away and died. But Caleb and Joshua, because of their persistency to remember who God was, and they gave a good report, God maintained their lives and God kept them. God kept them. He says, I'm 85 years old. Caleb is like Mark on steroids. Amen. Glory. I can do it. Amen. 85 years old. He says, I'm still as strong as when this happened. Can you and I, amen, believe God and say, amen, it doesn't matter my age. It doesn't matter what my situation. It doesn't matter where I'm at. God, amen, is able to allow this to happen. See, Caleb was 85 years old, and God, amen, maintained and kept him, amen, throughout the 45 years. He was 40 years old. Listen, he wasn't young. I don't know about you tonight, amen, but I'm going to be 55. And can I tell you, I still got it, but I'm not 85, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not 85, and I hope to be just like Caleb. God, let me not forget what you've done. God, let me not forget, God. I know that you did it in my youth. I know what you did when I was X age, God. And I know that you can still do it until the end of my life. Can you and I trust God? Well, Pastor, I'm 25 years old. I can't do that no more. Pastor, I'm getting old. Pastor, when I was 22, I was able to do that, but now I'm 25. Now I just can't do that no more. He was 85 years old. And he said, I am stronger than what I was when I was 40, when God sent me forth. Can I tell you, folks, God will maintain your life if we seek the will and the purpose of God. See, he made this statement. He says, God's grace has brought me safe thus far. 85 years old. And he says, see that place over there? That's mine. See that place over there? I'm going to fight for it. Is there things worthy for you to still fight for? Is your marriage worthy to still fight for? Is your kids still worthy to fight for? Is your life still worthy? Amen. You see that place over there? I'm going to take it because it is worthy. I'm not going to let the enemy overrun me and take them out. Amen. Give me that land. Give me that mountain. I'm still able to take that land tonight. See, as I close... Can you make that statement tonight? Give me this mountain. Or give me this land. God, give me my neighborhood. God, give me my community. God, give me my city. God, give me my state. Can we believe God? Oh, Pastor, that's a lot of land that we got to take. Pastor, I don't know if we can. Listen, is there anything impossible for God tonight? See, whatever tonight comes upon my life, I am going to do everything that I do unto the Lord. The Bible says that do everything you do unto the Lord. Can that be a statement that we make tonight? Everything I do, I'm going to do it unto the Lord. See, as we finish tonight, as we remember, it should challenge you and I tonight to not just do just what is required, but we are going to do our best. Because can I tell you tonight, when a man and woman goes into battle, they do their best, even unto their lives. Can you and I tonight accept that challenge and say, God, I'm going to do my best. God, I am going to always do my best. Will you tonight accept that challenge? Not just to let God, what God has done in an individual life, but as a church, in what God has for our lives in the years to come. Can I tell you? I don't look just for tomorrow. My vision, for this church goes way beyond of what God is going to fulfill, of what God is going to do, of the seats that are going to be filled. Because can I tell you, we have to claim it. We're going to have to fight for it. And can I tell you, I might be small, but I'm not a chihuahua that just has a big bark, I can get down, if I have to get down, I'm ready to fight, folks. Listen, we're not going to fight a physical war, because what we fight is not physical. I'm not going to go over there and beat people up. Amen? But we have to take a spiritual victory, because the devil doesn't want to let people go. The devil has them, in a stronghold. Los tiene captivados. And God tonight is not going to let him go easy. Will you fight? Is it worth it for you tonight to be able to see your family delivered? Is it worthy tonight for you to see your sons, your daughters delivered? Is it worthy for you tonight to see, your nephews, your nieces delivered? Is it worthy tonight to be able to see your grandchildren, your neighbors delivered? Are we going to fight tonight? Are we going to fight? Or are we just going to take our seats and say, they're too strong, I can't do this. Let me just put my head down and get beat up. I'm not going to allow myself to get beat up. I don't know about you. I'm not going to allow that to happen. Not to me, not to you. That's why I fight for every single one of you here in this place. Because I'm not ready to give up. Are you? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. Are you going to fight tonight? Are you going to fight? Or are you going to let the devil just walk right over you? Devil, just leave me alone. I surrender. Just don't do nothing to me anymore. Can I tell you, once you give the devil an opportunity, he's not just going to finish with you. He's going to take everything from you. Everything. And you're going to be left with nothing. At the end of the day, you'll look back and everything will be stripped from you. Maybe you're here in this place tonight. You're not saved. You're not right with God. You're in this place tonight and you are backslidden. You once gave your life to Jesus. But the devil, he came against you and you retreated instead of continuing to fight. You're here in this place tonight and you're not saved. As we remember of what our men and women in uniform have done for you and I, that's why we celebrate tomorrow, Memorial Day. We celebrate because we want to remember everything that has happened. But you're here in this place and you've never surrendered your life to Jesus. Or maybe you backslid. Can we pray for you tonight? Anybody here? You're here in this place. You're not saved. You want to be right with God. Would you give your life to Jesus? Quickly, raise up your hand. Quickly, lift it up. Quickly, lift it up. You want to give your life to Jesus. All I want to do is pray for you. Amen. Church, let me speak to you. Is it worth you fighting? Can I tell you? 10 of them said, it's not worth it. 10, a total of 12 people were sent. And 10 of them said, there's no way that we are able to take that land. Because there are giants. Can I tell you, beloved, the giants are never going to go away. You are going to have to drive those giants completely out. But is it worth you and I tonight fighting? Is it worth tonight you coming tonight and say, God, I accept the challenge tonight. Give me that mountain. Whoever's there, they're in trouble tonight because I'm not going to go in my strength. I'm going to go with the strength that God has given me. And if God is with me, who can come against me? The altar tonight is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Come, let God help you tonight. You are going to have to fight, beloved. Vas a tener que pelear. Vas a tener que conquistar. Vas a tener que ganar esas batallas. Porque una guerra no se va a ganar con una batalla. Vamos a tener que pelear varias batallas para poder conquistar todo lo que el diablo quiere quitar de nosotros. You and I are going to have to fight, beloved. Because the devil does not want to release. He thinks he has the upper hand. But when a man or woman of God comes, and they come, amen, with the strength of God, they get dominion. Cuando un hombre y una mujer vienen con el poder de Dios, Dios le da dominio. Dios nos ha dado dominio. Tonight, we're going to have to tell that little devil, stop playing. Stop playing. No longer are you going to torment my life. No longer are you, amen, going to come in and bother me anymore. Because I serve a big God. Cuando ese diablo pequeño viene y trata de entrar y nos dice diferentes cosas, le vamos a tener que decir y confrontarlo y decirle: diablo miserable, ya no vas a molestarme desde este día en adelante. Ya no me vas a venir. Ya no me vas a molestar, porque mi Dios es más que grande y más que poderoso. Do we believe tonight that God is more, or is big and mighty? Or do we make the giants big and our God small? ¿Cuál hacemos? ¿Hacemos que los gigantes sean más grandes porque servimos a un Dios pequeño, o servimos a un Dios grande y poderoso, y los gigantes pueden ser conquistados en esta noche? We serve a good God. And Joshua said, I'm going to take that land. 85 years old, and the Bible says that his strength was just as when he entered into the promised land, because God maintained him. Can I tell you, beloved, when you and I serve God, yes, we're going to be hit. Cuando nosotros servimos a Dios, sí, vamos a recibir golpes, but we can still take that land. Pero sí podemos tomar ese terreno. Sí podemos conquistar esa tierra. Because we serve a good God. Because servimos a un Dios bueno y poderoso. We sang that song, Todopoderoso. He is almighty. Can I tell you, I believe that we serve a mighty God. Yo creo que servimos a un Dios que sí es poderoso en esta noche. It's not just words that I speak, but it's words that I believe tonight. Can we go out tonight? See, when a service like this, the devil's going to be out there. Yeah, just wait till I get him. Amen. Can I tell you? You need to be ready for the devil. Amen. You got to tell the devil, not tonight and not no more. Amen. Diablo, ya no. Ya no, diablo. En esta noche ya no me vas a molestar. Diablo, en esta noche ya no me vas a atormentar. Devil, you're done. You need to go find somebody else that's going to win battles for themselves. Because each and every one of us are going to have to win our battles to be able to get to where God is going to take us. I wish that, we could just have a group, a battle and just say, but each and every one of us are going to have to face our giants. Cada uno de nosotros vamos a tener que conquistar esas cosas que nos vamos a enfrentar con los gigantes de nuestras vidas. Y vamos a tener que ganar. We're going to have to do that, folks. Because there's going to be giants that are going to meet you. Porque van a haber gigantes que te van a confrontar. You're going to have to say, give me that land.
Y más te le vas a tener que decir al diablo, diablo, dame ese, esa tierra, esos terrenos.
We serve a good God. Jesse, won't you close us in prayer tonight? Amen.